In New York City, all are welcome, according to the latest tourism campaign. But it's safe to say that one visitor in particular challenges that slogan.
He's not welcome here.
Amanda Johnson is one of many protesters who will take to the streets when President Trump meets with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull aboard the USS Intrepid. The two will commemorate the nation's alliance during a major World War II naval battle. The trip will be Trump's first to New York since taking office.
So at this point, we have, you know, like 7,000 people either at least interested and 1,500 of them actually going.
Johnson isn't the only New Yorker taking action. Souther Teague and Ravi Durrasi have opened the aptly named Coup Bar, where patrons can donate to nonprofits that they believe are endangered by the new administration.
I mean, 100 days in, this is, I wish the pain were lessening, but it's really not. Every day is kind of what fresh hell is this?
Of course, not all Americans are New Yorkers.
We have other less urban places in which people are living much less densely, much more rurally, often not working at all. Donald Trump was essentially a rural candidate who appealed to many, many lightly populated counties.
Trump won 2,584 counties to Hillary Clinton's 472 counties. Despite broad representation, the counties Trump won contributed less to the country's overall GDP, 36% compared to Clinton's 64%, according to an analysis by the Brookings Institution.
What will be important now will be consensus around economic programs that benefit both sides of the urban-rural divide.
Trump lost New York City by a 4-1 margin. And that sentiment has not changed since the November election.
We value success and people that, you know, strive and go for their dreams. This city is a city of, like, hustlers, really. But from what I understand, the way that he's gotten to his success is by trotting down on people. And that's not something we value.
Come Thursday, the same New York hustle and attitude that made the Donald famous will be there to greet him. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.